Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin today looking back at a huge evening of Premier League football as Liverpool beat Burnley. Here's all the reaction to that game on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar.
Now Oxlade-Chamberlain inside the box, feints to go one way, gets onto his right foot, goes back out on his left foot, shoots into the goal. Brilliant finish from Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, and Liverpool finding form in the nick of time. Their Champions League hopes have been reignited. A 3-0 victory away at Burnley.
That's all what we could ask for. We wanted the final, we got the final, we saw already the last few weeks as qualification for that last match, and now we have it.
I think everyone's took responsibility in the side. They're still missing chances. You can tell that the confidence is not flying high where you've seen them last season, but they got over the line, and keeping clean sheets always brings confidence to sides.
The job definitely isn't completed yet. We've took it down to the last game, which a lot of people maybe thought wasn't possible maybe 7-8 weeks ago. So we've put ourselves in a good position, but you know, it's only a good position if you take advantage of it.
We really did well so far by just taking it step by step, and there's nobody in the dressing room who has the feeling we are already through. Nobody.
You've been linked quite a lot with a move to Palace, to other clubs in the Premier League. Is there sort of any truth to those rumours?
Well, I'm very flattered that the fact that I've been linked to many clubs down my time here, but I'm still here. You know, I say that to everyone. I'm here 8.5 odd years, you know, and I'm still here. So I've had many, many links before. And as I said, I'm flattered by them, but I am still here.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Harry Kane may have played his last home game at Spurs, but it wasn't a fairy tale ending, as they were booed off the pitch and suffered a 2-1 defeat at home to Aston Villa, to leave their hopes of securing European football in tatters. Here's the best of the reaction to that game. Again, one that was live on TalkSport. This one, TalkSport 2.
And just wait for the cheer when Harry Kane's name is announced in just a couple of moments' time. Is this to be his last home game as a Tottenham Hotspur player? And there you have it, the big cheers for Harry Kane.
Regarding the future, those conversations with management, with the club, I've always said it's going to happen in the summer. We've got a game at the weekend. We've just had a game. There's emotions. We're disappointed. We have to pick ourselves up and go again at the weekend.
Watkins inside the six-yard box has scored for Aston Villa. Aston Villa have turned it around, and Ollie Watkins slides across the turf in celebration.
Listen, moments change games. I've said it all along. And when a team doesn't have to earn a goal, it changes the whole momentum of the game, the whole feeling. And then again, just before half-time, they didn't have to earn a goal.
To come to White Hart Lane and have 20 attempts, he just shows the how strong we were today in all departments.
The referee blows the final whistle. And just listen to the boos at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And what a wretched night for Spurs on what could be Harry Kane's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium swan song.
I've answered lots of questions on Harry over the last 24 hours. We've just lost a game of football in the Premier League. So I'll sit here and I'll answer questions regarding the match. But I'm sorry, I'm not willing to answer questions about people and people's future management and all this, because my mind is solely on the game of football, and I'm very disappointed.
If this is good goodbye in North London for Harry Kane, then what a disappointing, flat way to go out.
Be disappointed. We've just lost a game of football. I'm disappointed. The players are disappointed. It's an emotional game. We wanted to win. We didn't do that. So our fans are disappointed too.
I can't describe how I'm feeling, to be honest. I've been coming to Tottenham for years and years and years, and that is the lowest point that I've ever been a Tottenham fan. Every year, at the end of a season, the players come out and give appreciation to the fans. For some reason, this year, they didn't.
Kane leaving is really the way... I mean, you can't blame him. No one can blame him wanting to leave. But it does feel as though the fans are as disgruntled than I've ever seen Spurs fans in a long time.
Now, staying with football, and it wasn't to be the send-off for Roy Hodgson after Crystal Palace lost 3-1 at home to Arsenal in his final home game in charge. Here's how that one sounded on the free TalkSport app, don't you know?
Here's Pepe into the penalty area. He could finish it off here. Pepe into the corner. Well, there's no doubt about it now.
I think the run that we had and the numbers that we have since December, they are pretty impressive, but it's not enough at the moment. Still a game to play. We have to win it, and let's see what happens.
The full-time whistle is blown, not just on this game, but on Roy Hodgson's Selhurst Park career. Not so much Roy of the Rovers, more King Roy of the Palace, Croydon born and bred. An emotional night in a quite extraordinary managerial innings, the like of which we may never see again, but not crowned in the way that Hodgson would have hoped for. It finishes Crystal Palace 1, Arsenal 3.
I should definitely miss everybody. I should miss football, of course, there's no question of that. But it's been a fantastic journey for me, and I've really enjoyed these last 4 years of it. And once again, I thank you very much for that. I thank the chairman for supporting me and giving me the chance to work here. And I know that I'm leaving the club in a very, very good place, and you're going to see a lot of very good Premiership football here next year. So thank you very much.
In the last few moments, we understand Eberechi Eze has suffered a serious Achilles injury that could well keep him out until well into next season. We could be talking January, oblique February.
Absolute massive blow for Eze and for Crystal Palace. Fantastic player.
We know that he's going to have the operation on Monday with one of the country's leading specialists, and we can only hope that the repair to the Achilles tendon goes well, and then I'm sure he'll be back as soon as he possibly can.
That's a massive blow, and obviously with Roy Hodgson going out of the club as well, that's a huge, huge gap to fill.
Now, Everton keep up their slim hopes of European football after beating Wolverhampton Wanderers. Newcastle beat Sheffield United, and West Ham beat West Brom. Here's how it all sounded on TalkSport.
TalkSport breaking news.
Real breaking news, by the way. West Bromwich Albion Football Club can confirm that Sam Allardyce will step down from his post as head coach at the end of the season. Allardyce, long-time assistant Sammy Lee and the first team coach Robbie Stockdale will also depart the Hawthorns.
Where does it leave the Hammers? Well, they are 3 points better off than Spurs and Everton at this point. They do have an inferior goal difference to Spurs, but they are 8 goals better off than Everton. So barring a miracle, this should confirm them in at least seventh spot. Huge win for West Ham, though. It's finished here at the Hawthorns, Hugh. West Bromwich Albion 1, West Ham United 3.
I'm delighted we've got ourselves in a position, but it's not done, Jack, so I'm... I'll go away, we'll sit back and enjoy it and look at the permutations, but we know that ultimately we're the one who has to be in, we're in charge, and we have to win the game. If we win the game, then there's no danger.
Everton 1, Wolves 0. Everton's European ambitions go down to the wire in front of the Goodison fans. Richarlison headed home the winner. The Gladys Street burst into life, and the team and fans celebrated as one. So lovely to see again.
Honestly, it is a completely different atmosphere, completely different emotion. 6,000 is, it could be 60,000, but because we are not used to have, and it's a really different emotion, new experience. It was fantastic, honestly, fantastic.
It was a game Everton simply had to win. The fans have dreamed of European football all season. Can they make it? It could still happen. Everton 1, Wolves 0.
That keep us in the fight for Europe. This is what our target, and of course we have a really difficult game away, but... We have to try and to put all together to have our chance.
A lot of positives in the game of today. I'm very proud of the boy. The result is
in this moment is something that we have, but we don't reflect. We reflect on things that we want to build on.
Stevens is in good space. He's got McGoldrick with him. McGoldrick, first time shot, and he's put it wide. That was a great chance. Paul Heckingbottom leaps up in the air. He thought that was going in the back of the net, and David McGoldrick should have put Sheffield United in front.
That was the big one. When you're getting in opportunities like that, that was a big one. Listen, Didz is apologising to the players, but Didz, we attack together and defend together, you know.
He finds Murphy, pulls the ball back, chance, header, goal! And Willock has got his goal! 6-6 for the Arsenal loanee!
We're delighted with the kid, of course. I mean, to have the impact of a young player. You know, we said at the time he's something different that we haven't got. He's got that legs and abundance to get up and down the pitch and score a goal. And it's always good to have somebody like that. I mean, I thought the whole goal was terrific. Great bit of skill by Allen. Wonderful pass to Murphy. Murphy's cross is perfect. And the kids finished it off, so I'm very, very pleased for them.
And the roar goes around St James's Park. It's been a tough old season up here on Tyneside. But Steve Bruce has guided the ship safely towards calmer waters.
We can't say it's an achievement, though, can we? We all at Newcastle want one thing, is to take the club up to the top half of the division.
Now, Scotland have named their squad for this summer's Euros, and it includes a place for the Chelsea midfielder Billy Gilmore. Celtic midfielder David Turnbull and Rangers defender Nathan Patterson are also included in the 26-man squad. Jive came live from Glasgow yesterday, so here's all the best reaction to Steve Clark's announcement from Super Ali McCoist and Charlie Adam.
The second time in a few days, Scotland booed off as the full-time whistle blows. It's been a bleak night for the visitors.
2 minutes and 22 seconds have gone. Poland have scored. Terrible start for Scotland. Couldn't have been worse. Scotland 0, Poland 1.
Scotland have lost in Tbilisi. It's a stunning upset.
1998 was the year I retired. It's a long time ago. We're working towards, hopefully, a big, big moment for the nation, and we're all given 100% for that.
It's been far too long. The fans deserve it. We need to make sure we all dig deep.
Scotland go through. There was no need for the Israelis to take their fifth.
Christie with a low shot, and Scotland have done it! Ryan Christie with the goal, and it could be the goal to send Scotland into the European Championship. Another answering, a free header. Oh, no, it's in, and Serbia have the equalising goal from Luka Jovic. Scotland were 20 seconds away. This could be Scotland's big moment. Mitrovic right for it. Save! David Marshall has done it, and Scotland are heading to the European Championships. The Tartan Army finally mobilised once again.
Three very talented players, three places in the squad that you have to fill in the best way possible and try and use as an advantage for the squad and the country moving forward.
He's going to be a big part of our future, and you might as well have him there now and learn. Now, I'm not saying you listen to me. However, Billy is in there, along with Nathan Patterson and David Turnbull at Celtic. And both Nathan of Rangers, David Turnbull of Celtic. And both of them are youngsters. All three of them are the future.
Billy Gilmore's a player that I've known for a long time. I know he's very, very well regarded at Chelsea. It was nice to see him getting a few games recently in the team, and looks as though he's over his injury and looking like his old self, so it's good.
For me, he's the midfield general. He's the one that can actually get us on the ball, especially in a European competition like an international level. You need to be able to keep the ball, and I think he's the one that can actually keep it.
First game's vital for us. First game is absolutely vital for us. That's a game we can win. That's a game we can win. And I think we probably, you know, we'll go for it. When I say go for it, I think we'll probably be slightly more adventurous.
It's great to be involved in the tournament. We want to go to the tournament. We want to be competitive. I think if we can get out the group stages in the tournament in the summer, they can become legends. So why not aim for that?
It's great for us because the expectation level on the Scotland team, is, for example, is nothing like the expectation on the English lads, and that's because they've got a better squad, they've got better players, and they're one of the favourites for the tournament. Simple as that.
We're going there with the intention to get out of the group, of course. There's no point in going if you're just going there to make up the numbers. We're going there to be as competitive as we can be, and if that gets us enough points to get out of the group and into the knockout stage, then, like I said before, the lads can become legends.
Now, staying with the Euros, and it's not long now till Gareth Southgate names his squad. Charlie Austin was on the TalkSport Breakfast Show, and he thinks that lead striker Patrick Bamford should be included in that 26-man squad.
When you're picking forwards, what do you want? Goal scorers? He's the only person that's not that scored more than him is England captain Harry Kane, which you expect, don't you? So who's the second? Bamford, you expect him to be in there.
It's a beautiful goal as well. Rodrigo is just like a Danny Mills pitching wedge, has lifted the ball over the top for Patrick Bamford, for once running in on Alex McCarthy to get it past the goalkeeper.
He almost has to go, but you understand why he doesn't go. Mm. Because he scores a goal, so he's ticked every box for him to be able to get into the Euro squad. But then you look at it and go, it's easier to leave him out because he plays at Leeds than what it is picking at. That's poor.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks so much for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care as long as you listen, which, of course, you have done. Otherwise, you wouldn't know I'm saying this. I'm back on the final Andy Goldstein Sports Bar of the week on TalkSport tonight from 10 p.m. I say the final one. It's the final one of the week. Calm down, everyone. Of course, I'll be back on Friday for Drive, and then we're back to the beginning on Monday for Sports Bar Action, which, by the way, are all live on YouTube at the moment, so check that out. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talkable Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks so much for listening and downloading, etc., etc. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.